Every episode of the 10-Minute Teacher has a transcript and show notes. At the end of the show, I'll tell you how you can get them in your inbox.
Our students are unique individuals, bringing their unique histories and gifts and assets and challenges.
The 10-Minute Teacher Podcast with Vicki Davis. Every weekday, you'll learn powerful, practical ways to be a more remarkable teacher today. Hello, remarkable teachers. We have one of my favorite people, Larry Ferlazzo. If you follow me on Twitter or Facebook, you know I share a ton of his stuff because he's an amazing classroom teacher and has so much to share with all of us. So, Larry, today we're thinking about classroom management. I mean, I know you can think of, Larry, teachers who just can't, quote, hold a classroom. What do you think's wrong when teachers just can't, I don't want to say can't, but currently aren't holding the kids' attention and helping them focus?
Well, I think, first I got to start by saying we have a mutual admiration society for all of your great work, Vicki. I mean, I think there are several aspects related to classroom management that teachers, new teachers, and even teachers who've been in the classroom for many years have experienced as big challenges. And I think there are several points. And I think the one big point is you want to have great relationships with your students, leading with your ears instead of your mouth. You know, learning what makes them tick, what's important to them, helping students see that you genuinely care about them and their goals. Marvin Marshall, who's written a lot of great stuff about positive classroom management, has written what I think is the one best line that I try to keep in mind all the time. Is what I am doing now going to be helping build a closer relationship with this person or pushing them away? And keeping that in mind all the time doesn't mean you can't have hard conversations, either individually or with an entire class. But the key is what is going to be the final result.
Have you ever seen a teacher, though, that seems to have good relationships, but they don't really learn anything in the class because they just kind of kick back and talk about football or sports or whatever?
Well, clearly, some teachers aren't good judges of the line between a personal friendship and a public relationship. I was a community organizer for 19 years prior to becoming a teacher, and the idea of public and private relationships are really critical across the board, particularly in the classroom. I know that in a public relationship, my job is to teach, and I want to be caring with the students. But the bottom line is I'm responsible for creating a important and effective learning environment. Doesn't mean I can't joke around with them about the basketball games. It doesn't mean I can't play basketball with them during lunchtime. But it does mean that I am responsible for ensuring that students have an engaging lesson that they have to experience. Now, Daniel Pink talks about the importance of intrinsic motivation, but he says that even though we want to develop intrinsic motivation, there is what he calls baseline rewards that everybody expects. A clean classroom, an engaging classroom environment, an engaging lesson, in a safe learning experience. That's, and if you don't have those baseline rewards, nothing's going to happen. You're not going to have intrinsic motivation. You're not going to have explicit. You're not going to have any kind of motivation.
I love that example. I've actually been watching a video series by a psychologist, bestselling author Henry Cloud, and he says that leadership is like a boat, and behind the boat you have two wakes. You have the wake of the tasks and the wake of the relationships that you leave behind you, and that great leaders have strong tasks, accomplishments, and relationships. So it really is about both, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean, and I think when we don't recognize it, when we go too far over on one side or the other, our students suffer. I mean, I have, you know, one of the just today I had a conversation with a student. You know what? Student just shouted out in class, "I'm bored." Right? And so, you know, after class, I put my arm around him. I said, "You know, Johnny, is it okay for you to think what you said?" He said, "Yeah." Right? "Is it okay for you to tell your friends after class what you're thinking?" He said, "Oh, yeah." "Yeah." He said, "Yes." "And is it really okay for you to say what you said out loud in the classroom?" "No." Right? You know, yeah. I mean, you got it. You know, I mean, it's you know, I mean that's the importance, I think, of recognizing public and private relationships, public and private arenas, that, you know, needing to respect and honor and teach those different arenas and that division.
So, Larry, do you ever think, because, I mean, I had some issues today I had to deal with, too. You know, it seems like after we've been teaching as long as both of us have, that this would get easier. But, you know, I found that it doesn't necessarily get easier. I guess I know more tools, but does it ever get easier to you?
No, I mean, I agree with you. We have lots of tools, but our students are unique individuals bringing their unique histories and gifts and assets and challenges. And when you put a group of new students together, right? I mean, those challenges and assets and experiences mix differently every year. And it doesn't, I don't feel like it gets easier. I think I become a little more competent in how to deal with the changes and the new challenges that occur. But, I feel tired. Tired every night when I leave class.
Me too.
And I don't think I feel any less tired than I did when I started. So, and it's not all just due to me being older.
Yeah, it's hard work. So as we finish up, Larry, let me ask you this. So a teacher is listening to this today, and they're not happy with how their classroom is at this moment. Where do they start?
Well, depending upon the grade they teach, my favorite tool in a middle or high school is what my principal calls a walk and talk, is I arrange during my prep period where with the teacher who has others, you know, my regular students, that I come in and pull out a student to take a 10-minute walk around the school where I talk with them and find out, you know, how are they feeling about things? What are their goals? How can I be a better teacher for them? How they think they could contribute to being a more effective student. And doing that, you know, it's possible to do that over a period of a week with most of the students in one of my challenging classes. And just recently, I read, I think, in Harvard Business Review, a question to ask is, who else can benefit from what you are doing? And I asked students that question this week, a few students, when they were thinking about, when we were talking about their classroom work. Think of, you know, of the work that they do can help others.
So, Remarkable Teachers, Larry's given us a lot to think about. And I recommend that you pick up the first of his 3-part series, Helping Students Motivate Themselves, as well as all the other books in his series. They have chapters on classroom management and so many other things in there that are very helpful for us teachers. Because you know what? We don't ever truly arrive, and we have to always be learning. And actually, this walk around idea is one I'm fascinated with that I'm going to try, Larry. So thank you.
Great. Well, thank you, Vicki.
Sign up to get the 10-minute teacher in your inbox. Just text the word REMARKABLE to 444-999 if you're in the U.S. And if not, go to coolcatteacher.com/podcast. Thank you for listening to the 10-Minute Teacher Podcast. You can download the show notes and see the archive at coolcatteacher.com/podcast. Never stop learning.